Number 10, and perhaps most important of all, tap into your higher powers. You have within you right now great mental and spiritual powers that you can tap into to solve any problem or achieve any goal. Perhaps the most effective way to get through a crunch time in your life is to turn to these special resources and use them to overcome any obstacle or resolve any difficulty. Throughout the ages, this great power has been called many things. In the Bible, it is referred to as the Holy Spirit. Napoleon Hill, after interviewing 500 of the richest men in America, called it infinite intelligence. He found that virtually all these wealthy men attributed their success in business to their habitual use of this greater mind. Many psychologists and mystics refer to it as the superconscious mind, or the collective unconscious. Ralph Waldo Emerson called it the oversoul. If you're spiritually inclined, you will see this as the God mind, or the power of God, available to you and working through you wherever you are and whenever you want. In the Bible, this power is referred to as a very present help in trouble. It is always available anywhere and anytime. You need only turn to it in any difficulty, and this great power will become available to you. This power can solve any problem, resolve any difficulty, and give you the insights and ideas you need to surmount any obstacle. It is easy to contact. You can use meditation, contemplation, solitude, or prayer to make your connection with this power at any time, including this very moment. The most powerful way to tune in to this greater mind is for you to develop an attitude of faith, an attitude of calm, confident expectation that all will be well. This mental attitude seems to be the catalyst that causes this greater mind to activate and go to work in your life. When you turn to this great power, it will automatically and continuously solve every problem on the path to your goal, as long as your goal is clear. In crunch time, however, in times of turbulence and confusion, your long-term goals may be fuzzy and contradictory. For this reason, to tap into this great power, your goals should be, first of all, peace of mind, and second of all, a happy resolution to whatever challenges you are facing. The calmer you are, the more rapidly this spiritual power works to solve your problems and get you out of the crunch. Sometimes this power works immediately. It is said that God is ready the moment you are. The wonderful thing about this power is that the greater trust you have in it, the more rapidly and predictably it works, sometimes in the most unexpected ways. There's a story of a farm boy who was playing one day, walking on the top of the corrugated tin roof of a three-story barn. Suddenly he slipped, lost his balance, and began sliding toward the edge of the 30-foot drop. Panicking, he called out, "God, please help me." Just at that moment, his pants caught on a nail, and he stopped sliding. He looked up and said, "Never mind, God. My pants are caught on a nail." Many people are like that little boy. They pray for a resolution to their problem, and when it comes, they fail to recognize its source. Once you put in your order for help in getting out of a crunch, you must remain open to all the little things that are happening around you. Your solution may come in the form of a phone call, a magazine or newspaper article, or a casual remark at an unexpected time. The rule is that whatever you want, wants you. Be alert and aware. Talk to yourself positively to keep yourself in the right frame of mind. One of the things that I say over and over to myself is this: I believe in the perfect outcome of every situation in my life because God is in complete control. Some of my favorite words from the Bible are, "The will of God for me is always good and perfect and acceptable." By repeating sentences like this, you attune yourself to this higher power and enable it to work through you and for you. Throughout history, great men and women have been men and women of faith. It is said that a person becomes great when he begins to take time to spend quietly with himself or herself. The way that you tune in to this higher power on a regular basis is by taking time off to sit in the silence, to pray or meditate in complete solitude. During this period of prayer or solitude, you simply let your mind relax. Don't worry or try to think about anything, especially your problem. One technique to help you achieve this calm mental state is to think about water while you are sitting quietly. Think about a deep pool of still water, or even better, sit and look at a swimming pool or lake. This activity seems to calm your mind at a deep level. The practice of solitude requires a minimum of 30 minutes and longer if possible. For the first 20 minutes that you spend in solitude, you'll have an almost irresistible urge to get up and do something. Your mind may jump around from subject to subject, but you must remain still. After 20 or 25 minutes, you will start to relax, and your mind will become calm and clear like a mountain lake. Then, as you sit there quietly, allowing your mind to float freely, exactly the answer you need to your most pressing problem will arise in your consciousness. You will receive an insight or an inspiration to do something that will turn out, in retrospect, to be exactly the right thing for you to have done at that time. Each time you tap into this power, which is always available to you, it becomes easier to do so in the future, and it will work even more rapidly. Prayer, meditation, and solitude are perhaps the most powerful of all methods you can use to get yourself out of any crunch in work or personal life. Take the time to connect with the higher power on a regular basis and expect to see miracles unfold around you.